Junior came to Chris's rescue. Now, I could have sworn that Junior said to Chris, like, in episode 4 of the season, that he wasn't going to come to her rescue anymore. And yet, here he is.
Just can't help himself.
Can't stay away from the Chris. Ooh, move. Now, you realize that nobody is actually on the other line of this phone. They're talking to a phone, and there's nobody talking back.
Always interesting when you're doing the phone acting.
Yeah. And I'm sure her hand isn't actually in an area of the horse that would be inappropriate. She's just pretending. The horse is like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's a great bonding moment for these two, too. I mean, that's been the whole thing throughout these seasons, is the Chris Jr. love story, which I'm kind of there to complicate.
And you have to. I mean...
Yeah, you need other characters
to come.
As
soon as
in.
They're in love, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially. You know, you have to have some drama. That's why we're a drama television show.
And that's, you know, that's the interesting thing. You know, my character walks in at inappropriate moments, or, you know, there's our thing going on. Oh,
that's right.
A little bit too happy.
Well, actually...
That was cute.
Yeah. Thanks, hon.
Mr. White becomes raised by dogs all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about it. That's why he said
that. It's an old reference.
And look at, Matt is just, like, ticked. Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Oh, yeah, I did, too.
Yeah. I'm really torn about it, but she's cute.
Yeah, we all like your problems, Matt. Come on. Oh, see, Carrie wouldn't like to see this.
No.
What's going on? He's up in a tree.
Oh,
they're talking about me. Really good. We're going to Paris. I see Carrie's up in the tree with binoculars.
Carrie's like, Chris, we're together. Now, he quit. He told me he did not want to be a part of my farm anymore.
After thinking you booted a horse. I mean, you know,
yeah.
He's on shaky ground here. But that's the funny thing. You always have to, you know, each character's got their own motivations. And
yeah, no, he thinks he's right.
I mean, and you need to on some level. That's kind of our job, is to all bring our own perspectives and play it through.
Well, yeah, and in life, everybody has their own perspective. You have a fight with somebody, and that person thinks they're right as much as you think you're right.
And each character's got their own inherent logic. You just play it out. You know?
Yep. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what, you know, Chris and Matt's logic is, seeing how Carrie and Danny are perfect, but...
That's beside the point.
They're so in love. Kiss her.
And that is that whole crossroads with those two. You know, he's thinking of moving on. She's thinking of, you know,
moving
the Paris
on.
Thing, and you know.
It might be time to let go. Sometimes you can't hold on. I think these two might like each other. Look at how kind he's being to her.
So what are you doing Friday
this
night?
This is total speculation, as like I said before. They're actually not going to believe that.
Still, she keeps calling Charlie.
Yeah, that's true.
Charlie's a good guy. And again, phone acting.
Yep.
Probably would have been Shay, the script supervisor.
Yeah, Shay.
Since she reads from the script.
She's lovely. She keeps track of all of our continuity, makes sure that we pick the cup up at the right time.
Actually, you can't hear Charlie on this, can you?
No, because she's leaving a message.
All right, okay.
She can't get a hold of Charlie.
Right. Well, that's easier because, you know, that's just what you would do.
Ari is so cute. In the episode where he proposes, his reaction to her was so perfect.
It was really good, yeah.
He's great, and he's a great guy.
Because you can overplay those moments, but he was spot on.
And is she talking about Tristan or Charlie? I think Charlie. Hopefully soon. Is that a real horse? Was that the real horse or the fake horse?
It was just lying still.
We have a certain horse that will lie.
Yeah, there are some fake horses. Bit of movie magic sometimes.
It's funny, in the episode from first season, Lost and Found, where Gene's horse, Houdini, dies, it was a fake horse that was lying there dead. It wasn't a real horse. But I think that some people thought that it was a real horse because they could see it breathing. My mom was like, I saw that horse breathing. Like, well, then you must have been looking really hard because that horse was fake.